Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How y'all doing? Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year. When do you stop saying Happy New Year? We're only, what, 6 days into it? 5 or 6 days into it. So I think I can still say it. Happy New Year. How's it going so far? Is it better? Is it worse? Are you already missing 2015, everybody? Huh? Are you messing up at work? Writing 2015, are you messing up your checks? But first of all, why the hell are you writing checks in 2016? Why are you writing checks? You don't have the money. You don't. You're floating it. You're floating it and you know it. So who's broken their resolution already? Huh? All the new gym rats? Anybody out there already quit? You gave up? Huh? You pussy. Did you already quit? You went out and spent all that money on those Under Armour outfits that match, you know, your cool socks, some nice Air Max or some shit. Hmm. You went out and got a nice Nutra blender, your bullet. You went out and bought all the Tupperware so you can pour, so you can do your meal prep. You got your protein shakes. You got your protein bars. You bought all your veggies so you can blend them up. And Monday hit, and you were like, you know what? Fuck that. I'm not doing that. I'm 36. I should be comfortable with my life. You know what I'm saying? If she don't like me because I'm fat, then I don't need her. So you went out and you spent all that money on vegetables, Tupperware, outfits. You just gonna give up, hmm? You just gonna give up? You just gonna give them that $80 a month for the year? Are you trying to come up with an excuse? Are you trying to, damn, I know they said it's a year contract, but I'm pretty sure if I said something like I'm moving, or, you know what I'm saying, they'll let me out my contract early. Guess what? They're not. So you might as well just go. Just get it done. Don't quit. Don't quit on your dream, sir. Imaginary dude that I made up that spent all his money on shit and decided just to give it up on Monday. That's it. This is my last one. You ate a big meal on Sunday. You got beer, pizza, wings. This is it, man. I'm going to go out with a bang. And you loaded yourself up with all this shit. And you wake up Monday morning like, I can't do it. I can't. I can see you standing right there in your kitchen. You got a headband on. You got your nice outfit on. And you're standing there with kale in one hand. You got grapes in the other. And you're just looking down right into your blender. You're like, I don't want this shit, man. I still got those Eggo waffles in my freezer. You know what? I might as well just eat all the bad food that I got left in the house before, you know what I'm saying? Before it go to waste, you know what I'm saying? I work too hard for my money. I ain't about to waste that. And then next thing you know, it's March and you don't put on another 30 pounds. You know, I'm not saying that I did this, but I know people have done it. And don't give up, people. Don't give up. Don't give up. Fight. Stand and fight, as the NRA says. Stand and fight. Stand and fight with your gun. I don't think fight, when you use guns, it's not really a fight at that point. You're not fighting, you're shooting. It's not a fight. I think you can only really fight with your fists. I guess you can fight with, now you can sword fight. Or, yeah, if you're close enough to like, yeah, I think, yeah. You can stab somebody that's in a fight. Yeah, there you go. It has to be hand to hand. Gun is out of the fighting realm. I don't even know how I even got to this. But to me, when you're shooting, it's not really a fight. If you can't touch the other person, it's not a fight. I don't care if they attack you, it's not a fight at that point. It's just you shot somebody. I don't care if you both got a gun. The gun, yep. I guess you got a gunfight, but even that, this is like, I don't know. Why do I even care to try to figure it out? Why do I care? I'm sorry. Happy New Year. I hope you didn't give up on your resolution. If you are trying to have a new you this year, I hope it works out. I'm going to try to have a, and improved me. I'm not going to say a new me, because I am who I am. I just got to try to make some improvements, some adjustments, some half. Actually, you know what? I'm 35. These are really like halftime adjustments I need to make right now, because I made some bad choices, folks, and I only have a short lead right now, very, very short lead. And I think all the bad things that I've done in my life, like food-wise and alcohol and the cigarettes I've had, they're slowly catching up, you know? It's like a race. It's like a race. You come out the gate, boom, you're sprinting. All the alcohol and the burgers and the ribs and the cigarettes and Black and Miles and Beatty's and just every bad food choice you've ever made, you leave it in the dust. You can't. You almost lap it. Which in your teens, in your 20s, and then you hit 30, and you just notice, like, man, my lap time is getting a lot slower. And you kind of look back, take a quick glance to see if you got that lead, and it's like, oh, shit, there's all the beer, there's all the ribs, all the red meat, all that shit is slowly, slowly catching up to you. And for a lot of us, that shit, it catches you, it taps you in the back, and next thing you know, you're killed over a printer. At work, you're getting hauled out in an ambulance. You're killed over in your bathroom. You know what I'm saying? You kill over in the grocery store. When all that shit fucking taps you in the shoulder, it's like, hey, man, what's up? I'm that cocaine and hamburgers you had back when you were 22. Yeah, I'm here now. What's up, bro? And then, bam, you're done. So I feel like all my bad shit. I've never done drugs. Let me get that out there. I think all that shit is I'm starting to feel it. You know what I'm saying? I can hear the I can feel it like right on my neck. I need to speed it up. I need to speed it up. That shit's coming. That goes for you too, everybody. All the shit you done is right behind you. Once you hit over 30, you're just losing steps, and for some reason, all the bad shit you get that you've done in the it gets faster as you get slower. It gets faster. So now I gotta make up for it. I don't have much time. I'll be 40 before I know it, and then once you hit 40, I don't think you can turn it around. It's just like it's too late, man. It's caught up to you. You can't return from that. You've hit the event horizon. You gotta turn it around as soon as possible, man. You got to. I know I am. I'm getting pretty close. I'm getting pretty goddamn close. But lots happened. The first thing I kinda wanted to talk about, I should have posted something earlier. It's let me just give you my quick thoughts on this Tamir Rice thing, man, which is first of all, it's a tragedy. And I want to say 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago, the grand jury decided to not indict the officers. And people who know me, I'm quick to call some shit racist. I really am. I will call out racism in a heartbeat. Some people say that I talk about race too much, but I watched the video, man, and I would not want to see a cop go to jail for the rest of their life for that. I really don't. I saw the video of that kid playing with that gun, pointing at people and scaring people. And I'll say this. I just feel like a lot of things went wrong. There's a lot of blame to go around. A lot of blame. Okay? It just so happens that it's the person who shot him, people are like, yep, he's the one that's wrong. First of all, in this day and age, especially in a city like Cleveland, As a parent, assuming they knew, why would you let your boy go out with a toy gun that looked that real? Why? Why would you let your black son in Cleveland? And I get it. I know people are going to say, if he was white, white kids don't have to, they don't have to worry about that shit. They don't. But there's things we, as a black, we have to think about. There's things that women think about that men don't think about. As far as like going around and rearranging your entire life to not get shot, that's an issue. I'm not going to rearrange my entire life to make other people feel comfortable. I'm not going to do that. But not letting your son go outside with a toy gun that looks real, I don't think that's a huge adjustment. Even if he was white, I still wouldn't let my son do that. I wouldn't. People freak out. I would not do it. But especially a young black kid, 2015, and he died over a year ago when all this Freddie Gray and Mike Brown and when all this shit is just like, really, why would you do that? So I felt like, one, if the parents, I feel like the parents, as a parent, you have to teach your son, your kids about gun safety. What to do about guns, what to do around guns. You have to. It's irresponsible not to. And I posted this on Facebook and people were like, well, you don't know what his parents taught him. I was like, okay, let's assume, let's make the assumption on both sides. Let's say they taught Tamir everything. I said Tamir, I'm sorry, Tamir Rice, everything about guns. If you see a gun, don't touch it. Tell an adult. If you have a friend playing with a gun, leave. Treat all guns as if they're real. Never point them at anybody. If he knew all of that, if he went to a 1,000-hour NRA course, FBI course, CIA course, Army, Marine, if he did all of that and still decided on his own to go ahead and play with that gun and point at people and laugh and all that kind of stuff, so would you say that his death was his own fault? Because if you watch that video, that little boy was pulling that gun out as those cops pulled up. Now, did they pull up a lot faster than they should have? They did. But another thing that went wrong, they didn't get the proper information. The guy who called in said, hey, kid out here with the gun, a guy out here with the gun, probably a kid, probably not real. They never got that last part of the message. So they are thinking, like, we have a situation out here where we have somebody pointing a gun at people and scaring them. So they have bad information. Could they have went a lot slower and surveyed the situation and saw that nobody was really freaking out with this dude having a gun? They could have, but they didn't have that information. They had the wrong information. Now back to his parents. Say they never taught him about guns. They did him a disservice. They didn't teach that little boy the dangers of waving a gun around, even if it's not real. So police got that bad information. We don't know what his parents taught him about guns. As they're pulling up, he's pulling that gun out of his waistband. The cops assume that this is a grown man with a real gun. It's just a shit storm of the perfect unfortunate circumstances. And it's tragic. It's a tragic thing. I don't think he deserved to die at all. But I don't think someone deserves to go to jail for that. If there's blame to go around with parents, there's blame to go around with the police officers for rolling up so fast and not really surveying the situation. And there's fault with the 911 dispatcher. Can you blame a 12-year-old boy for his own death? I think in some cases you can. It feels wrong to even suggest something like that. It feels wrong. But if he was taught correctly and he decided to disobey his parents, I mean, again, he doesn't deserve to die at all for that. But there's consequences. And unfortunately, that dude paid the ultimate consequence. And it sucks. And I understand if that was my son, I would want somebody to pay too. I think any parent would, man. That's a horrific thing to have happen to you. To have your child taken from you like that is awful. But I think there's just a lot of moving parts. And there are people who are upset. And it's just there's just a lot of blame to go around with the entire situation. It was very, very unfortunate. Very unfortunate. You know, I know there's a lot of black people are mad at me because I'm supposed to just go ahead and say, yep, all cops are evil. Don't get me wrong. There's some fucking bad cops out there. They get too much credit, too much benefit of the doubt and too much leeway to do what they feel is necessary. I think a lot of them. Ugh, God, I feel bad for that. But I do feel like there's quite a few that abuse their power. I said a lot, not most, but there's a lot. So, and the reason why I feel bad is because I have good friends who are cops, and they're good people. They really are. But, again, I'm a black dude. I see black dudes getting shot and beat the fuck up by police. So I have a skewed view, and I have a young black son. So I don't hate police. For the most part, I trust them, but I'm very, very cautious around them because I feel like they would get away with harming me based on my size and race. Yeah, 6'2", 265. Yep, he should have shot him. It's just that's how I feel, and I think that's enough on that one. Without fail, New Year. Oh, you know what? Yeah. Rest in peace to Natalie Cole. Say that. It's a very tragic thing too. Great singer. From all the articles that I read, I guess she was a great person too. So another talented person taken off this planet. So it seems like she had a good life. 65. Pretty sure she wished she could have had a little bit more time, but 65 years is a pretty decent run. I mean, if someone's like, hey, you want 30 more? And I was like, okay, let me get 50. But, you know. So that's tragic. Why is this all tragic? Let's move it on to something not as sad, I guess. So you guys remember that Cliven Bundy guy back in Texas a few years ago who was grazing his cattle illegally on federal land, and he owes the government over $1 million in grazing fees? So his sons took it upon themselves to go up to Oregon, and try to help out in a similar situation where you had these ranchers that want to use federal land. And so these guys pretty much went on to this wildlife refuge and just set up in this federal building and were like, hey, we're not leaving until we get this land back so we can graze our cattle here. And I think it's hilarious. They're getting a lot of right wing support. I just find it funny that you got outside agitators coming in and, you know, just getting involved into a situation that has nothing to do with them. They don't even live there. So now they have like this big huge armed militia, probably. I would say anywhere between 50 and 150 people. And I know that's like, it's either this size or three times the size, but it's quite a few armed men who have said they're willing to die. And it's just funny that the media coverage, you know, they're not really a threat. It's not a big deal. They're not breaking shit. But even though two of the guys who are actually in jail again, because back in the 90s, they burned dozens of acres of federal land because they were just mad they couldn't use it. There's some destruction of property, but you know, people don't want to talk about that. It's just weird, you know, that certain people just have the right to protest, you know, and take up arms against the government. You know, that's seen as patriotic, you know. Beard in a headdress is terrorism, but beard in a cowboy hat, that's patriotism. You know, that's being a hero. Quoting the Constitution. And it's weird. The same people that are applauding these guys and supporting these guys are the same people when you go back, you know, to what I was talking about earlier about police brutality and all this kind of stuff. And they're like, hey, if you just comply, you know, you just can't disobey the law. You got to obey the law. But when it comes to the laws, they don't like, they feel like they can actually pick up arms. But hey, as long as we don't break anything, that's cool. But when young black people protest, they break out their riot gear, fucking tanks and shit. But honestly, a lot of people are upset about how the government is handling this whole situation. I kind of like it. Just like, you know, just ignore them. They'll eventually just leave. No one cares. It's just like, we're not going to sign the land over to you. You know what? If you want to stay there, and shit into a porta potty for the next 15 years, you go right ahead. You go right ahead. People are upset that they're not really calling these guys terrorists. Again, if a certain type of person did the same thing, it would be an act of terrorism. I mean, do I really care about that? To a certain degree, you know, I think to a certain degree I do. But it's just going to be interesting to see just how long these guys can really wait this thing out. And now what's even funnier about this? These guys don't have enough food and snacks and shit, so now they're asking for money, food, and snacks. Isn't that crazy? A group of ultra-conservative people looking for a fucking handout. Isn't that ironic? All these dudes with the guns and shit. Kill some shit. You want the land? Use it. Grow some shit. Fucking shoot a deer. Just like you always want to talk about your forefathers. Live like them. Live off the land. You got your badass tactical beard and all this fucking tactical gear and shit. And now you gotta call your mom and ask her to bring you some Pop-Tarts. Because the rebellion ran out. Hey, can you bring us some, what do you guys want? What do you guys want? You guys want sandwiches? Like, how does that work? Who takes the orders? Do you have refrigerators? I mean, how does this work? What do you guys want? Canned goods? Oh, and Emperor Obama, folks, he just, he put the, yet another, took another stab at the Second Amendment by expanding background checks. You know, yet another hit to the gun owner, trying to make sure that the wrong people don't get guns. And people are freaking out. And I think I mentioned this before. And I saw it on the news the other day on Fox News. And so since Obama signed this executive order just to kind of, kind of corral in who can call themselves gun dealers. So now they're going to close that loophole at gun shows. Like if you have a gun and you want to sell it, like I believe it's called a straw sale. You can just sell somebody a gun without doing a background check. Now I guess they're going to just require people to give a background check. I don't see what the problem with that is. You know, like you tell everybody else, hey, if you didn't do anything wrong, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? Why can't you just comply with the law? If you don't have a criminal record, it shouldn't be an issue for you to get that gun from that guy. But it's different because it's you. You want it now. Everybody else should just, you know, be subject to searches and questions and being patted down and all that type of shit. But you, yeah, don't tread on you. I get it. Everybody else, hey. You just got to deal with it. Suck it up. Gun control won't work because there's a certain group of... Because they can't... We can't legally discriminate. I guarantee you, if there was no anti-discrimination laws and you could, gun control would be enacted immediately. No black or brown people with guns. Boom. Done. Gun control... Harsh penalties if you have one. They would find a way to make it work. But the fact that you can't single anyone out, it can't. And let me, I think I mentioned this before in a way earlier podcast. It's my conspiracy theory about guns and voting. Now, after this whole Obama signed this executive order, gun stocks soared. Which throughout history has been a consistent thing. Whenever there's a Democratic president, gun sales are on the rise. They go up. Which leads me to believe that even though all these dudes at the NRA, gun manufacturers, ammo manufacturers, I mean anybody in the defense industry, I feel like they go out on their social media, You know, they go out on political rallies in their stores. You know, they put up all this propaganda about how these Democrats are going to take your guns. They're going to take your guns away. And then, you know, Democrats start talking about gun control. Just, you know, hey, what about this? What about that? People get scared. And guess what the gun stores do? They start raising their fucking prices. They start raising their prices. They start shipping less ammo. And all the fucking right-wing people flip the fuck out. They're trying to run and go get an AR-15. They're trying to stock up on 9mm. Stock up on 40. Stock up on this. Stock up on that. You going out buying a gun, a rifle that was $900. Now it's $1,500, but you feel like they're going to ban it, so you go out and run it. Now, with all that being said, that leads me to believe that all those dudes, all those people in those industries, they all vote Democratic. Why wouldn't they? Their business benefits from it. Why wouldn't they do it? Why wouldn't they come out and get you all riled up and afraid that they're gonna the big bad Democrats are gonna come and take your guns? They're gonna come to your house and steal them. They're slowly taking them away. Why? I would. I definitely would. Fuck yeah, I put a Democrat in there. Hell yeah, that gun that I sell for $900, I can sell it for almost double. Yes, please sign me up. Because at the end of the day, it's not gonna happen. It's not gonna, there's, unless one day everyone wakes up and go, hey, you know what? We shouldn't have guns. And everyone turns them in. Now, anything is possible. Anything is possible when you're dealing with over a long period of time. Like if I died and came back 500 years from now and they were like, hey, guns are banned, would I be surprised? No, because a lot of shit can happen in 500 years. But I think it's highly unlikely that guns would ever be banned in America. There's not one cop. There's not anyone in the military that would do that. So I don't know who would do it. I wouldn't go take guns from other Americans that didn't do anything wrong. It would be anarchy. It's not going to happen. So people really just need to relax. I know that I got serious at the end. I almost did 30 minutes. I figured I could do a little bit extra time since I was late. But that's the show. First one of the year. What do I want to say before I get out of here? I hope that everyone has a great 2016. Keep your heads up. Whatever plans that you have to improve yourself, just work on them. You know, you're going to have some setbacks. If you plan to save money, lose weight, not watch as much TV, or whatever it is, you're going to have setbacks, okay? So when you go through those setbacks, don't get discouraged. Don't get discouraged. Just keep moving forward, and just try to improve yourself every day. So, yeah, there's a show. That's a show. I'll see you guys next week. Thank you. Peace.